Noise. Welcome to March 20th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson.
And as I, your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. And one of the reasons why I do this show is because I'm on a mission from Uncle Sam to make American history as fun and exciting as one could possibly make a history podcast. By the way, check out my Facebook page at facebook.com/Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Let me know what you think about today's show. Remember, this is not a political science class. It's just a history show. History is already controversial enough. It doesn't need my help. But I could sure use yours. Let me know what your take is. So thanks for that. I assembled the show from a tool shed in my backyard in La Mesa, California, right next to America's finest city, San Diego. By the way, if you're looking to move to the area, or if you have any questions about real estate, check out TeresaLovesRealEstate.com. Because as a full-service Encinitas and San Diego real estate professional, Teresa works with buyers, sellers, and investors in real estate transactions. So yeah, check it out, TeresaLovesRealEstate.com. And now, let's begin the show as we customarily do with a Pledge of Allegiance. Let's everybody stand up, face the flags, and put our right hands over our hearts, and begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Amen, brothers and sisters. And now on to today's headlines. Harriet Beecher Stowe will publish Uncle Tom's Cabin. LBJ will warn Alabama Governor Wallace about racial integrity. And David Rockefeller, the world's oldest billionaire, passes away. Now let's get started.
1852. Harriet Beecher Stowe's Uncle Tom's Cabin is published. This anti-slavery book sold 300,000 copies in its first 3 months of release. It was so popular that when Harriet met President Abraham Lincoln in 1862 at the start of the Civil War, he said to her, "So this is the little lady that started this great war." Stowe was a teacher at the Hartford Female Seminary, as well as an active abolitionist. Featured the character of Uncle Tom, a long-suffering black slave around whom the story of other characters revolve. The sentimental novel depicts the reality of slavery while also asserting that Christian love can overcome something as destructive as enslavement of fellow human beings. Uncle Tom's Cabin was the second best-selling book of the entire 19th century, second only to the Bible. It has been credited with helping fuel the abolitionist cause in the 1860s. As a matter of fact, in Great Britain, 1 million copies were sold. Definitely the most popular novel at that time. More than 100 years later, 1965, Landslide Lyndon. Good old LBJ told the governor of Alabama, George Wallace, to expect a not-so-nice visit from the Alabama National Guard, so there can be a peaceful civil rights march from Selma to Montgomery. The black community just wanted to be able to vote, like white people. And on March 7, 1965, a group of 600 protesters marched on the capital city of Montgomery to demand their civil liberties and protest the earlier killings of a black man, Jimmie Lee Jackson, by a state trooper. The marchers were brutally attacked by local law enforcement using billy clubs and tear gas. And this scene was being broadcast to the entire nation, and America was outraged by what was going on in Alabama. Martin Luther King Jr. organized another march 2 days later and was given judicial approval to carry it out on March 18th. But Governor Wallace, a known anti-integrationist, didn't want to spend any state funds on protecting the demonstrations. And in fact, told President Johnson to send federal troops instead of the Alabama National Guard. This enraged Lightbulb Lyndon. So, he called on the federal and state troops to ensure the safety of 50,000 marchers through a 54-mile trek to the Capitol building, where King gave his how long, not long speech. The clash between President Johnson and Governor Wallace is noted as being a turning point in the civil rights era, and 5 months later, Congress passed the Voting Rights Act, which Johnson proudly signed into law on August 6, 1965. Moving back to 1854, the Republican Party was founded. The Northern states founded this party by anti-slavery activists, modernizers, ex-Whigs, and ex-Free Soilers. It quickly became the main opposition party to the dominant Democratic Party and the semi-popular Know Nothing Party. What fueled the organization of the party mainly was the Kansas-Nebraska Act, which repealed the Missouri Compromise by which slavery was kept out of Kansas. The Northern Republicans saw this expansion of slavery as a great evil. The first public meeting, where the name Republican was suggested for a new anti-slavery party, was held on this day in 1854 in a schoolhouse in Ripon, Wisconsin. The name was partly chosen to pay tribute to Thomas Jefferson's Republican Party.
2017, rest in peace David Rockefeller Sr., world's oldest billionaire, age 101. Chairman and CEO of Chase Manhattan, or Dave's Bank as it was called during the 1970s. The last surviving grandchild of Standard Oil founder John D. Rockefeller. And what a diplomat he was! Back in 1979, David Rockefeller and Secretary of State Henry Kissinger convinced President Jimmy Carter to allow the recently deposed Shah of Iran into the United States to treat his cancer, which led to the Iran hostage crisis. Nice going, guys. He had two brothers in politics, Nelson Rockefeller, governor of New York and vice president for a brief period of time, and Winthrop Rockefeller, who was governor of Arkansas. At the time of his death in March 2017, David was worth $1.3
billion. And that's it, my friends, for March 20th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Once again, I am your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. Be sure to tune into tomorrow's program. I'll read off some ugly parts of a speech by the Confederate Vice President,
America's most notorious hoarders,
Bullhead Sumner, Jimmy Carter News, and news about Devil's Island. So until then, be sure to check out the website at joesdailyushistorylesson.com. Leave a message on the comment board, and let me know what you thought about today's show. Was President Johnson too harsh on Governor Wallace? Do you really think that Uncle Tom's Cabin had that much of an effect on the Civil War? Yeah, stuff like that. Hit me up, let me know what you think, and let's get a good old-fashioned American dialogue going. What do you say? Until then, you can check me out on Facebook and Twitter, and my email address is decristoforoj@gmail.com. So until then, thanks for being great patriotic Americans, everyone, and we'll see you tomorrow.